your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. We're chatting with Karen Cataline. Both Jimmy and I find some of her ideas to be very, very interesting. Certainly all the ideas that she mentioned in her last in the last segment were very definitely interesting. I thought that her talk about a lack of knowledge on the part of many of the voters, which she touched on, I think is very, very important. Karen, having said that, what do you think about the impeachment? Is that going to happen?
No, I don't even think that the Democrats, or at least the ones who've been around a while, like Pelosi, telegraphed a long time ago that she was trying everything to get them not to go in that direction. And the fact that she went anyway, I think, hat tip to Jim, shows that she's lost control of her caucus. She's trying to appease the furthest left in her caucus. And that's saying something, because not very long ago, Nancy Pelosi was the furthest left. And I still think that she is. She just knows how to play the Washington game. I don't think they want that. They want to give the illusion of that. And then what's going to happen? They're going to go on vacation in the middle of October. You don't do that if you're in a constitutional crisis, an existential threat. One other thing I just want to point out beforehand is that the piece I wrote before this was called Five Reasons Why the Swamp is Desperate to Overthrow the Most Successful President in Decades. And the reason I write about these things a lot is because even talk show hosts on our side of the aisle tend not to talk occasionally. They don't talk about motive, you know, in any other endeavor and legal endeavors. And I'm not an attorney. You eventually offer a summation. And you eventually look at the behavior of who you're dealing with and figure out what their motives are. So I put out five reasons, and there are many more, I'm sure. And the rest is just commentary. I mean, I enjoyed writing this piece, but I'm going to just give it away. And that is, so why is the swamp so desperate to overthrow such a successful president? The answer is because he's such a successful president. And if you answer it that way, then you're left with a really disturbing fact. And that is, we have people that represent us in Washington that we have sent to represent us that are actually invested in America doing poorly, that are invested in open borders, in globalism, in socialism. They are not serving our interests, and they've been lying about it. So the good news is a lot of them aren't lying as much as they used to. I could go on, but I'll leave it there. I think that that is something I don't hear quite enough, is, well, what's their motive? They don't hate Donald Trump more than life itself. They've been trumping up hate against Donald Trump to get rid of him. It's business, Sonny. It's strictly business. I'm a Godfather geek, you know? It's not personal. It's business. Anything they can do to get rid of Donald Trump, they will do.
You would, if you listen to our show, you'd see that we're pretty consistent in that same idea. What's happening here? Very much so. That there's a certain set of elite globalists, and including the media, major media organizations, that actually financially benefit on expansion. They're looking at that Chinese market, 1.5 billion people, and saying, "How do I get there?"
Exactly.
And they don't like this guy. I will say, you know, you said you wanted to disagree a little bit on the last segment with me about the challenges of the impeachment. And I will say that there's an article that Michael Goodwin put out in the New York Post, I think it was yesterday. And it was an interview with Trump in this process. And he basically says, Goodwin says that Trump in the interview is very confident and very comfortable and quite settled, and actually is saying he is enjoying this. And according to Goodwin, he felt no insecurity with it. So I tend to agree with you. I tend to agree that in the long run, this is actually extremely detrimental and risky for the Democrats to push it, especially because it appears to be another political fabrication. And what I think is so important to understand, and for listeners out there and for anybody that's willing to think about what's happening, is the Trump administration, through the Mueller event, gave 1.5 million documents, opened the door to every interview, helped out in every case. Complete transparency in that process. And you see the same thing happening with this accusation from the whistleblower, immediately releasing the transcript of what the conversation was about, immediately releasing the actual whistleblower complaint. And it looks like those were two completely opposite, you know, or I wouldn't say completely opposite, but contradictory accusation to the truth. And that the House under Adam Schiff and Pelosi changing the rules, reducing the transparency, not allowing the opposition Republicans to actually have enough staffers in these investigations, trying to control it, shows a complete lack of transparency, which really highlights the politicalization of the impeachment process. I think it's going to really backstab. And I think we'll see over the next few days, we're going to see this begin to unravel because they've clearly contrived a lot of this, and the media has helped support that.
Well, I got to tell you,
if I could just jump in
for a second, and that is purely and simply, I think what this whole thing is about and why the media is so negative, for lack of better terms, I think it's all about globalism. And you look at the big money, Karen, in this country. You look at Jeff Bezos, you look at Bill Gates, and on and on and on. If globalism does not exist, they lose literally billions of dollars. If globalism does not exist. I think that's
and power. And power.
And that's true.
Correct. Yeah.
And you can identify them so clearly, both the Never Trumpers, like Mitt Romney, just an egregious human being. Everyone called him a nice guy. It just bugs the heck out of me when they call him a nice guy. It's so clear who has the vested financial interest and other power interests to go against a president who's actually serving the needs of the American public and doing what he said he would do. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, Jim, when you said he's very confident, and all I could think when you were saying that with that wonderful commentary that you offered is what an extraordinary man we have in extraordinary times. Can you imagine any Republican politician in the last 40 years having the courage, the gumption, the skin of an armadillo of this man who actually relishes the fight because he's that confident he knows how to win?
Yeah.
So I agree. I think he's very confident because he knows he's got checked, and pretty soon, God willing, we'll have checkmate.
Well, I think you're right. You know, I think that puts the Trump administration, the executive branch of the government, in a really good perspective. I think that's exactly the case. Okay, we're out of time. You guys got to take a quick top of the hour break for the news. Stick around. We're going to be right back. Karen, Cataline, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.